Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome athletes and anyone who's ever felt a little less than amazing. This is Jake Carter, your host here on Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. You know that feeling, right? The one where you're crushing it in one area of life, but then suddenly doubt creeps in like, are you really good enough? What if everyone finds out you're a fraud? Yeah, I'm talking about imposter syndrome, the sneaky little voice whispering lies in your ear. It happens to the best of us, folks. Olympic champions, CEOs, even a barista who makes the perfect latte, we all have moments where self-doubt tries to steal our thunder. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to win. Today, we're tackling imposter syndrome head-on and learning how to embrace vulnerability as a superpower. Okay, so let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you silence that inner critic and rock your world. 1. Acknowledge it. The first step is admitting it's there. Ever felt like you're faking it till you make it? Maybe you've been called a natural and secretly thought, they just don't know how hard I'm working. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Recognizing imposter syndrome as a common experience is the first step to beating it. It's like acknowledging that you have a little scratch on your knee. Once you see it, you can start cleaning and healing. 2. Challenge your thought. That voice in your head? Yeah, it's not always reliable. When thoughts like I'm not good enough or I got lucky pop up, challenge them with evidence. Think about times when you've succeeded, overcome obstacles, and received praise. Remind yourself of your accomplishments and strengths. It's like playing detective, dig into those thoughts and see if they really hold water. 3. Celebrate your wins. Don't just brush aside your achievements. Big or small, celebrate every win. Treat yourself to that ice cream you love, share the good news with someone who supports you, or simply take a moment to acknowledge how far you've come. Celebrating your victories builds confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. 4. Focus on growth. Remember, nobody's perfect, especially not right from the start. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. Instead of dwelling on setbacks, analyze them, learn from them, and keep pushing forward. Think of it like training for a marathon. There will be challenging miles, but you keep running because the finish line is worth it. 5. Surround yourself with support. Find people who believe in you, encourage your growth, and celebrate your successes. Share your struggles with trusted friends, mentors, or coaches. Remember, you don't have to face this alone. Having a supportive network can make a world of difference in overcoming imposter syndrome. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who landed her dream job at a prestigious design firm. She's killing it, coming up with innovative ideas and consistently exceeding expectations. But she also has this nagging feeling. What if they find out I'm not as talented as everyone thinks? Sarah starts second-guessing herself, even when clients rave about her work. She overworks to compensate for her perceived shortcomings, leading to exhaustion and burnout. Sounds familiar? This is imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. Luckily, Sarah's supportive friend suggests these tips. Acknowledging her feelings, challenging negative thoughts by reminding herself of past successes, celebrating small wins along the way, focusing on continuous learning, and seeking mentorship from experienced designers. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to embrace her talent, silence that inner critic, and truly shine in her role. Remember, folks, conquering imposter syndrome is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep moving forward, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of vulnerability. You are capable of amazing things, believe it. So go out there, rock your world, and remember, you've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who might need a little boost. Leave us a review and let us know what challenges you're facing. We're here to support each other on this journey to greatness. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, and remember, vulnerability is your superpower.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.